Hello, my name is Robert Janssen, and I'm responsible for the team Communication and Development here at the Kikkerpaan, the Royal Institute for Cultural Heritage.
First of all, what does the Royal Institute do?
We're a quite unique institution, a federal Belgian institution, and we are really specialized in preserving our heritage. We do it in different ways. We develop knowledge and we apply it in our own studios. What does it mean? We have laboratories, we have art historians working here, we have conservators working here who will restore works of art.
So how do you pick the works of art that you're going to restore? Because obviously you can't do everything.
Unfortunately, we can't do everything. We would like to restore every piece that needs attention. No, we will always look at the importance of the work of art. What can we learn from a conservation or restoration treatment? For example, if it's a work of art that has never been documented in the right way, we might choose to do it because that will give us the opportunity to restore and document it. And everything we do is always made available online afterwards. The results, all the scientific reports, all the scientific imagery, everything is online available.
And there are some things, I say, there's just a small Art Nouveau house somewhere, but also you did the Ghent altarpiece.
Yeah, indeed. We are still working on the Ghent altarpiece. It will be finished by beginning of 2027, next year, in a little over a year. But we will also work on Art Nouveau houses. So our specialists are really working on very different topics. It can be paintings, it can be statues in stone or in wood, it can be textile, or it can even be in monuments, looking at how can the facade be preserved, but also how to monitor the environment within the museum so that objects can be exposed in the right manner.
What we're here for today is the Heritage Challenge. It's the fifth year. First of all, how do the finalists get chosen?
To choose the finalists, we have an open call and every institution can participate as long as they're public institutions and not commercial enterprises, of course, because we work with public money. And they can participate within the open call, submit a file, and then we will see if it fits within the different requirements and then also make sure that there is a division over the whole country of the different projects.
Once the finalists are picked, who votes?
Who votes? A lot of people. More than 28,000 people voted again this year, always the people who are already following us. But of course, the real force of the program is that the owners of the pieces that are selected for the possible conservation restoration treatment, they themselves will try to find as much voters as possible within their own city or region. So it depends a bit of every edition who votes.
Any citizen can vote?
Oh yeah, for sure. Every Belgian citizen can vote for the Erfgoed Challenge Patrimoine.
And then the winner, what do they get?
So we have two winners, in fact. We have the, after the voting campaign, a commission will come together and they will designate the Grand Laureat, so the head winner. This project receives 25,000 euros in services of Kikkerpaan. So we will work together, establish what they want our help for, and then they get this kind of a free account with a maximum of 25,000 euros. That's for the big laureate, the great winner. And then we have a prize for the prix du public, so public prize, so the project that got most votes, unless it's already the great winner, then it's the project with second most votes. There we have an amount of, in total, 10,000 euros of services that we can rent to this organization for the conservation restoration of their project.
So the grand prize is not just the thousands of people voting. There's a panel that takes that and makes a decision.
Yeah.
Whereas the second prize is definitely just who got the most votes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are you doing this? What does this challenge bring the Cultural Institute?
Well, we need to make sure that the topic of preserving our heritage, conservation and restoration, is something that is widely known and that everybody in Belgium feels the importance and the need to do this. And to make sure that they feel this need, we really want to imply them personally. And thus, we chose to organize a voting campaign so people are really implied in what's happening and they will be interested also in what follows. So once they have voted, they will keep in touch with us to see what is the results. And thus, we can share our work with our audience.
How many people work here altogether? You know, how many technicians, how many?
So at Kikkerpaan, there are about 130 colleagues working nowadays. They're from all different fields and expertise. We have photographers working here. We have art historians. We have conservator restorers working here. We also have geologists, chemists, physicists, and of course, people who work in communication and development.
Sounds fascinating. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.